have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Yes, indeed, another episode. I believe this is episode 33 or 34, if you count the intro. It's been a run. I've been on a run with the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, welcoming you in every single day, except Sundays. Been doing it 6 days a week. Saturdays are probably going to drop off at some point. It is Saturday when I'm recording this. It could be any day when you're listening to it. I appreciate and acknowledge that. But for right now, we're doing it Monday through Saturday. I anticipate Saturdays to fall away soon. A lot of the content, we might even go down to a couple time a week format or a once a week format. There's a lot of good value that I have been churning out, and a lot of this is going to go under lock and key and going to be available only to my clients and our Thinking Into Results program. That's not yet. I'd go still go back and download these and listen to them. There's so much tremendous value in these last 30-some episodes that will move you from where you are to where you want to be. So don't miss one. Go back and listen to them. I'm not sure how long they'll all be available. Anyway, the well and set are out there, will be available. But moving forward, we're kind of looking at how this works best time-wise, what should be restricted content, what should be available to everybody, that kind of thing. But the whole idea is about giving value and giving you value and giving and giving and giving and giving. Because you know what? That's the law of receiving. That's what I wanted to talk about briefly. A lot of people don't understand that. The first law of receiving is giving. See, we've already been given. We've already been given abundance and prosperity and tremendous value. We already are the prosperity we seek. But so often I hear that, well, I'm waiting to receive, I'm waiting to get mine, I made my request, I pray over and over and every day for what I want. Well, that's the wrong thing to do. You got to ask and release and receive. It's like holding a sponge when you squeeze the water out. If you keep holding it and squeezing it as tight as you can, you're not going to be able to absorb any more of the liquid, right? You got to release that sponge, just like you release your request, so it can, the sponge can go out there to absorb and receive more of the liquid, right? So in our misunderstanding of the law of receiving, so many people, one of the blocks that we run into, because a lot of this show is about what are the blocks. I think I'm doing everything right, but I don't see my good showing up. I think I'm participating with the law of attraction, but where is it? Well, what are you giving? See, giving precedes the receiving. You have to give. What are you giving? I've heard so many times, because I used to, and I still do, I don't have anything that I got going on right now, but I used to teach tithing based prosperity classes where there was really no fee for the class other than the materials, but the requirement was that the participants were required to tithe over the 7 to 10 week period, however long the class was, as part of their agreement, because Hey, to receive, the law of receiving says we have to give. And tithing is a very, very, very fundamental law. And I remember a lot of questions that would come up as prospective students would approach me before this and say, well, what's the cost? And then I would explain. I didn't want to surprise anybody or hold anything back, so I would explain about the tithing policy of the class. And so many people were, well, no, maybe when the money starts rolling in, you know, then I'll give 10% of my income, but that's ridiculous. But hey, it's law. We don't know why it's 10%. You know, we just know that 10%, whatever you have coming in, is enough to make you maybe a little uncomfortable and stretch you a little bit, you know. And anyway, you have to give in order to receive. That's just a law of life. Whether it's your time, right, your talent, your treasure, your gift, your tithe, your money, you, the value you can provide. Let's just think about this for a minute. What about your time? You know that. You know that that's how it works. You give of your time, and perhaps you've given of your time in the past, or you're still giving your time now. You have to give that time in order to receive your paycheck, right? You trade your time for dollars. You're giving your time. What about your talent? If you're talented in some way, and even our jobs can be that, you're very talented. The law of compensation says that you are compensated according to how well you do what you do and the difficulty there is in replacing you. That's the law of compensation. But when it comes to our talent, what is your talent? Give of that talent, give that talent, and you will receive. What about our treasure? Well, when it comes to that, no matter what it is, you know, we know the story in the Bible of the lady that gave her last two pennies, and how we were told that she has given more than the wealthiest of the land. But when we give of our tithe, when we give of our money or our treasure, think about it this way. We can always, no matter how little we think we have, we can always find someone who has less than we do. And when we do, we realize that we're abundantly blessed. So we take from that abundance that is ours and give. And we tithe. Now, this isn't charitable giving. This is giving to where you feel that you are spiritually nourished. Giving to a charity is something completely different. I'm talking about tithing here. But we have to give. That's the whole message. This is not a message or a show in order to convince you that you must be tithing. Everybody should be tithing. I firmly believe in that. That's another episode for another day. The law is that we must give in order to receive. But here again, goes back all the way to probably one of my first episodes, is we don't take personal responsibilities of our lives so often. So we say that, well, we can't give. We're making an excuse, right? We're saying we can't. We can't give until we receive. But it's not the law of the universe. You have to give, and then you will receive. So I think we have to, even since I'm all about the underlying nature of a thing and the metaphysical principles behind everything, we have to take a look at this. We have to take a look at first cause here and what's going on. Because when it comes to giving, people don't give because they're coming from a consciousness of lack. They're coming from a consciousness of being limited. They're not seeing the abundance that they're immersed in. They're not realizing their talents are valuable, that their time is valuable, that they are valuable. But they're stuck in this trap of lack and limitation. And I understand this clearly because I've been there and I've lived there. And It's so often our words and our thinking that keeps us trapped there. Think about this. How often do you say, well, I can't afford that, or I'll do that, that would be nice, but I don't have the money. If it's something that you want, make a commitment to it and the money will show up. But all day long, people affirm, I can't afford that. I don't have the money. And we tell everybody how broke we are, don't we? We wear that lack and limitation like a badge of honor sometime. Just telling everybody, don't ask me, I don't have any money. And what are we doing? We're affirming it day in and day out, all day long. So what happens? The thought, the repetition drops into our subconscious mind, because we're what? We're attaching emotion and feeling to it, right? And the subconscious mind knows no difference between what is real and what you're thinking, attaching emotion to, and giving it to as an executive order for it to carry out. So if you ceaselessly affirm, I don't have any money, I can't pay anything, I can't pay this bill, I'm broke, I can't afford it, I don't have the money now, maybe later. You keep saying that all day long, all day long, all day long, you're going to be in that endless cycle, that trap of lack and limitation. And it's a horrible place to be. But you're doing it, absolutely doing it to yourself. I hear it often, so often. I can't, I'm on a fixed income. I can't, I'm on a fixed income. Over and over and over again, like a broken record. Affirming it. So what happens, again, it drops down to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind takes it as absolute fact. It's attached to feeling. So the subconscious mind says, okay, feelings, remember, thoughts create feelings, which create actions, which create our results. So the subconscious mind, being the executive faculty, says, act in this certain way. It shifts our vibration. And what do? That vibration that we're in, we attract more. More of the feeling tone of the thoughts that we have delivered to the subconscious mind. So as we step out into the world, what do we attract more of? We attract more lack, more limitation into our lives. We attract another bill or another unwanted repair. Over and over and over again. Let me share with you from working with the law, as we wrap it up today, Raymond Hollowell, working with the law. He says, whatever we possess today is our just reward. Very often it does not make us happy. We are dissatisfied with it, but still it remains ours. This fact would prove hopelessly discouraging were it not for a great truth that teaches us how to be free from every difficulty, released from all bonds, absolved from every debt. If you want success in living life, you must exercise an intelligent discrimination of your thoughts. When you talk hard times, money scarcity, limitation, you are sowing that type of seed. What kind of harvest do you expect to get if the farmer sowed thistle seed and then complained that his field did not bring forth wheat? You would say, foolish man, didn't he know he could only expect what he planted? Never make an assertion, no matter how real it seems to be to you, if you do not want it reproduced or continued in your life. Do not say money is scarce. The very statement will send money away from you. Do not say times are hard. This will tighten your purse strings so tight that even God will not be able to slip in another coin. Do not say you are not loved or not interested in other people's lives. Truly, you will lose their interest and their love. The spiritual supply from which the visible comes is never depleted. It never runs out. It is with you all the time. It will yield according to your demand upon it. It is not affected by your ignorant or blind talk of lack or loss. Only you are the one affected, and you control your demonstration with your thought. The unfailing resource is willing to give. It has no choice in the matter. If you continue to pour out your thoughts into this substance, this will prosper you. Turn the energy of your mind upon ideas of plenty, love, happiness, joy, health, and they in turn will appear. Can't get any more clear than that. So what are you thinking about? What are you putting out there? What are you saying and what are you affirming day in and day out? If you feel that you're in this place that you can't do what you want to do, make the commitment first. Say, I'm going to commit to this thing. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to move forward with this thing. And then say, now what? Because the supply will always meet the demand. You have to make the demand. You have to make the statement, the bold statement. Yes, I do. Yes, I am moving forward this. Yes, I am in. Yes, I will. Yes, I want this thing. I am committed. I don't know how. Remember, you don't have to know how. I don't know how, but I am committed. That's it. Done deal. I'm moving forward. All right. Now let's figure this thing out. I've made my commitment. Let's see how we can make this show up so I can move forward. And we can do that with whatever it is in life, but we can't make that decision. We go back into that endless cycle. We look at that puddle that we're standing in of our situation, condition, and our circumstance and saying, this is where I live. So we have feelings about it, which create those thoughts with more feelings that lead to the actions, which leads to the same results. We're standing in the same puddle day after day after day after day waiting for our ship to come in, but we're not giving anything. We're just giving woe is me projections out to the universe. Absolutely. It all starts with giving, and it starts with the words that we speak and attach our feelings to. Our thoughts create the world that we're living in. Thoughts held with feeling and emotion impress the subconscious mind and cause actions. Our actions cause results. Our results cause us to attract from the vibration that we were in that created those results. Good or bad, works both ways. Running out of time for today. This is really, really, really an important message for you to grasp fully. It may be a hard one to listen to for a lot of people, maybe irritating, annoying, aggravating. If you made it this far, kudos to you. But it's law, it's truth. So take it in, absorb it, think about where you're at, what side of this you're on, think about the words you're saying. And we'll get through this together, because that's what we do here at Success Ocean International. You're listening to the Genesis Frequency. You're listening to Dr. Cause. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. I am thrilled that you have listened to this episode today.